I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm AJ. I live in Elizabeth. I go to school at Libri.
I'm Lena. I am from Hudson. I go to school at MC Smith, maybe middle school.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Yay!
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Lena. Bookish things.
And we're usually here with our friends Amelia and Mashuda and sometimes Fahim. But I know at least Amelia and Mashuda have a test today. So even though school is not, it doesn't have their doors open, they're still testing. So we wish them luck. We're going to send out all of our good test vibes to them right now. Zoom, 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 zoom. I hope I sent the good ones. Otherwise, otherwise they'll be mad. Anyways, we'll look forward to talking with them next week. And hopefully with that test under their belt, they'll have more time to read some good books.
Well, shouldn't they supposed to be reading for the test?
They might be reading a textbook. I think it was their environmental science class.
Then they get to read about science. Yay! Ooh.
Do you like reading about science?
Meh.
I see Lena shaking her head. I like some science reading.
Only if it's comic books with made up people.
I feel like when it's written for people that aren't scientists, I enjoy it. When it's written for a scientific audience, I'm less into it. Because it sometimes gets into a little too much detail, more than I want.
Yeah.
But when it's written for us non-sciencey people. Maybe you're sciencey, though. Do you identify as sciencey?
No.
What about you, AJ?
No.
Are you a scientist?
Only in the science of food, otherwise, nada! Either the science of food or lions, cheetahs, and tigers and stuff.
Oh, learning about animals?
And food!
And food. Yeah, I like food science. Do you know what other science I like?
What?
Library science.
I knew you were gonna say something like book science.
Is library science even a thing?
No.
Yes, it is.
It's just book science.
No, library science. Library and information science. That's what my master's degree is in.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It's so I'm a master of science.
Mm-hmm. No, you aren't.
A particular brand of science. I'm a master. Anyways, let's talk about some books. Speaking of book science.
Yay.
Who wants to start?
Can I?
Yes.
I want to talk about the book Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and, well, actually all the Harry Potter series. I read 1 through 4 over and over and over and over.
When did you first read it? Recently or a long time ago?
Long time ago. I love Harry Potter.
And did you stop reading at 5 for a certain reason?
Well, I don't have the book.
Oh, that's a good reason. Do you want to read more?
Well, I know what the 5th book is. The 5th book was a library rent, but I want the 6th book mm-hmm. and the Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah.
Harry Potter Half-Blood Prince. I have to look that up.
So I think most of our listeners probably know what they're about, but could you tell us what you like about them?
Well, I'll give a summary of the background story. So
yeah, for anyone living under a rock out there.
Very funny. So, as I was saying, Harry Potter is a wizard, but he doesn't know it because he defeated He Who Must Not Be Named Lord Voldemort. Don't kill me, Harry Potter fans, for saying that. And, well, He Who Must Not Be Named or You Know Who is not a, he's a very bad wizard, but Harry doesn't even know that until he's 11 because he lives with the Muggles, what wizard people call non-wizard folks. And then he has a bunch of adventures with his friends at Hogwarts, the wizard boarding school. They do get released in the summer, though. What's school like without summer vacation?
But Harry would probably rather just stay at school all year.
Yes.
He doesn't have a very fun summer.
Because he lives with not that nice at all.
Dursleys.
So he still goes to school even though the coronavirus is a thing.
No, they would probably have magical wizard so they could appear in each other's fireplaces or something like that.
They could also probably just do a protective spell over the school and then just keep outsiders out of the school.
And them also.
So what do you like about Harry Potter?
Well, I especially like the beginning of the first book because I just like how he's living his normal life, getting bullied. But then this is a quote of Hagrid, the gamekeeper at Hogwarts. Harry, you're a wizard. I can't do very good impersonations, but hey. Harry, you're a wizard. And he's like, what the?
That a direct quote?
No. I would have said if it was.
Yes, you like the call to adventure, the realization that he's something special. Yeah. Have you read those books, Lena?
I read book one and then lost interest.
How can you lose interest?
Because, so I got the big book version where it was, like, super big.
Oh, I have that version. I have two of them, actually.
Yeah, I lost, like, interest because of, like, the first four pages, my head started hurting.
Oh.
So, like, I think I...
Did you read that in the dark?
No, I read that in class when it was reading time. Well, in my free time, because I actually kept up with my work or actually could do it. Because my teacher gives me too much work.
Oh, ho, ho.
I read all of them.
Did you read it recently? What? Yeah. Lucky.
They are so good.
Well, you have that advantage because you work at the library.
Well, it was before I worked at the library, though.
Now you can reread them.
Yeah.
Without having to loan it.
Well, I have my own copies at home.
Do people even pay for library books?
Do they pay for them? No, they're free to borrow. You only pay for them if you lose them.
Can you pay to keep them
no.
if you want to?
I mean, I guess, but...
Then I don't want to return them so that I have to pay for them so that I keep them. Yay!
Although, it would be cheaper to buy them, and then you'd get a fresh copy. But I love that series, and I didn't read it for a while when it first came out. I didn't think it was going to be a series that I liked because it seemed like it was meant for kids, and I'm not a kid.
The easiest way to say that.
Yeah. But then I started listening to the audiobooks when I had a long commute, because I had an hour commute each day at one point in my life. And I listened to it, and I think at that point, there's 7 books, right, for the original series?
Well, for the original, I think there's 7, but then they add a couple of new ones, like the 8th and 9th book, because...
The Cursed Child.
This is spoiler alert! Just
well, don't spoil it!
Ahead, just ahead... In the end, Harry marries someone that is completely different than what I would have expected.
But yeah, so I listened to them on audio, and I listened to the first 6 leading up to the release of the 7th one. And so by the time the 7th one came out, I was ready for it. And it was so good. The only thing I didn't love was I wasn't that into Quidditch, which I know a lot of people are into Quidditch, but...
I love Quidditch. Do you know that people actually play Quidditch? For real?
I do know that. It looks kind of silly, but it's probably really fun.
What's Quidditch?
Yeah, Quidditch is a game where, well, here's the way that it goes. So everyone fly on broomsticks. There's the beaters, the chasers, the keepers, and the seekers. The beaters are the ones that keep small, as you could say, aggressive balls from running into the other players with bats, and the keepers block the quaffle, which earns 10 points from going in the goal from the other team, and the quaffles used to score 10 points anytime that it goes in through the hoop for the other team, and those are the chasers, I think, and the seekers go after the golden snitch, which... earns an extra 150 points, so they nearly always win unless they have 1,000 and you have 150 points.
Yeah.
Which is and possible.
It's usually, in the books and the movies, it's played while they're flying on brooms. And, like, special brooms. But in real life, when people play it, they just run around. And often the golden snitch is a person when it's played in real life.
Ouch! And the bludgers are real people. Ouch!
Yeah, I don't know.
The quaffles are real people. Ouch! I bet the quaffles are actually regular balls because, sorry, but the quaffles are real balls.
Yeah, I don't know.
Regular balls in the actual game of Quidditch in Harry Potter world. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Harry Potter world and I want to live at Hogwarts. I think it would be nice meeting Albus Dumbledore. I would so want to be in Gryffindor.
Okay, so for some reason, I feel like all the Harry Potter fans are going to come at me.
But why?
But I didn't like Harry Potter. I didn't even finish reading the first book. And I fell asleep during all the movies. And I didn't like the movies.
I love the movies. They're especially good with a little bit of popcorn. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Maybe you just didn't have good enough popcorn, Lena. Did you ever think of that?
No, we have the best popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Well, then maybe you didn't have enough seasoning.
No, it has enough tahini and chamoy.
Wow.
And why don't you put on some butter?
I think we put on, like, some of that butter. Well, we made it.
And put on extra salt and stuff. You can put on all the seasonings in the world. You had to. Otherwise, you wouldn't have fallen asleep, including cayenne pepper, so that you would stay awake.
No, my whole entire family, including me, ate the popcorn, like, all the popcorn, like, that we had in the popcorn maker thing.
I love popcorn. You're making me hungry. But that's okay. I think it's okay to not like Harry Potter, even though it's the best thing ever. But it also gets better after the first book, I think. That's probably my least favorite of the books. But whatever. It's okay. I still like you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know you were nervous.
Lena!
Yes.
Come on.
Oh.
Admit to the Harry Potter fans again that you do not like it. Otherwise, they will come after you.
Fine. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. But, like, personally, I didn't like it because to me, it was boring. And also, I was like a 5-year-old who wanted to watch, like, Sophia the First. Like,
why don't you start it now?
No, I started reading the books.
Movies, I mean, not the books.
Okay. Thank you for sparing me from the books.
So, Lena, do you have a book you want to talk about?
Yes. It's called TBH, This Is So Awkward. And so, I'm going to read the back for you. Cecily, Panrika, and Gabby, CPG forever, have been BFFAE since birth. So they'd rather chat about life and their first boy-girl party without the new girl texting them all the time. They aren't exactly mean to her, but they aren't exactly nice. To be honest, mistakes are made. The emoji. The question is, where do they go from here? And then under that is like a texting of them like, craving more CPG forever. And then they show the next three books. And then the response is XOXO. Seriously, I don't know how Lisa does it. So that's what the book is about.
And this is in a series, right?
This is a series.
Yeah. And it's the first book?
Yeah, this is the first book, hopefully. Because then I've been reading, like, the wrong book. Yeah, this is the first book.
Have you read any of the other ones?
No, we got this at Barnes & Noble's, and the closest one is in Kingston.
I bet if you wanted to get another one, you could order it through Spotty Dog. Just saying. Or the library once we're able to lend stuff again.
Oh, Spotty Dog orders? Oh my God. I think I might have to actually consider that.
I'm just saying, you don't have to go to Kingston.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So what do you like about that book?
So I like how it's, like, personally, like, so relatable because, like, they're, like, talking about life and the struggles of, I think, their sixth grade. I can't relate about that because I'm a fourth grader.
But you can still relate to some of it.
Yeah. And also, like, I can relate because, like, okay, so no one can tell my teachers about this, but
they might be listening. This is out on the radio.
No, get off my teachers. Okay, so I bring my phone to school But I don't use it. Well, I use it in the bathroom sometimes to call my sister to tell me to pick me up because, like, I don't want to be an ASP, but, like, don't tell on me if you're one of my ASP counselors. I put it in my bag because, like, the rule is, like, if you have it for, like, more than 1 second, then you get called home. You get, like, a day off, which personally, they should change that rule because, like, no one likes ASP, but, like, yeah.
Only for more than 1 second. They should make it more than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's their way of saying don't take your phone out.
Well, any electronics after. Like, I'm jealous of my big sister and brother because they actually got to have their electronics out. But that was because, like, electronics were, like, actually a thing.
Then why don't you say to them, or teachers if you're listening, why don't you say, what if I only use it to help myself study? For example, what if I use it to review my notes, or what if I use it to jot something down, or what if I use it for calculators or stuff?
No, like, I don't think that's, like, what teachers would let you do. I don't think they would let you get away with that.
If you ever ride the bus there, maybe you can do it on the bus until you get there.
Usually I listen to music.
You're lucky that you even have a phone.
Yeah. So I listen to music on my way to the bus. There's this dumb rule that the school created where you're not allowed to have books or your phone out because apparently you're taking too long. And, like,
no books? That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I know, like, they should be supporting us actually learning. Because, like, half of the times, like,
I'm gonna report to the president.
Yeah. Like, they should actually let us have books out, like, phones. I get it. But, like, it's because we're taking too long in breakfast. And, like, in breakfast, you're supposed to, like, be able to chat with your friends. Or, like, eat. Or, like, chat with your friends or, like, do whatever you want before you're not able to have your phones out, books out. But, like, we're allowed to bring anything out when we're outside. Which, personally, I think that rule should change because, like, people are being reckless with the things that they bring out. For example, person brings out a toy, it gets stolen. But that doesn't happen in the cafeteria because it's not like we have, like, half of the school inside of it. Actually, we do. But, like, what I'm trying to say is that there are clumps of people outside.
In that book, it's written all in, like, text?
Yeah. It's
the whole book? Is it all text or are there emails or anything else?
Like, there are emails and there are also notes. Like, I can show you guys, like, not the listeners.
Maybe you can read a bit, too.
It says, "Oh, Gabs, I'm so mad we aren't reading lab partners this semester. I'm stuck with Talon Corbett. I know, Pree. I think Miss Marburn split us up on purpose. Unfair! XOXO, Gabs." And this
so, like, they're sharing notes in class.
Yeah. The next email is, "Hi, girls. I'm Miss Pine Lily's computer lab right now, and we're learning how to get our notes and homework off of the new school system they installed over break. You know what it's called, Sinesta. So fancy. But, of course, I took a break to email you guys. I love you. Write back ASAP or text or see you on the bus. XOXO forever, Gabs. Dear myself, hi, Paprinka. How are you? I'm good, Paprinka. Nice to hear from you. Haha, I cracked myself up. Okay, time for New Year's resolutions. Basically, my New Year's resolutions is to make my bed every day. And pretty much be the most awesome girl on the grid. Love, Paprinka.
That's a big goal.
Yeah.
Be the most awesome girl in the grade.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'm on this page.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
I recently listened to an audiobook, which I guess is technically an audiobook. It's interesting because I don't think it's ever been released as a book, but it's an audio story. So I think it counts as an audiobook. I don't know. Does it have to be a book first to be an audiobook? I don't know. But it's an audio play with multiple cast members doing the different voices, and it's all told through phone calls and voice messages. And the characters are a daughter in her, I think she's either upper 20s or young 30s, and she's living in California, and then her parents who live in Delhi, India. And a big part of it is the mother is very invested in her daughter getting married and finding a husband for her daughter. But then once her daughter finds a nice Indian boy that she wants to marry, her mom all of a sudden gets very nervous and she thinks he has ill intentions, even though she's never met him. And there's like this old story that is tied in from her mom's past and her past. And it's a real thriller and it's really exciting. But it's all told through messages, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like my book.
Mm-hmm. That's what made me think of it. Okay. It's different because instead of like written notes or messages, it's all sound, but similar idea. Have you ever read any books like that, AJ, that are told through diary entries or letters or?
Well, I have a book that's actually half and half.
Oh, yeah?
But do you mind if I don't share?
Yeah, that's fine. There's a series that I really liked called The Popularity Papers by Amy Ignatow, who is actually supposed to come to the book fest this year, and I was excited to meet her, but then it got canceled. And I've actually only read the first book in the series, I think. So the full title is The Popularity Papers, Research for the Social Improvement and General Betterment of Lydia Goldblatt and Julia Graham Chang. I'll just read you the description because I haven't read it in many years. Lydia Goldblatt and Julie Graham Chang are best friends with one goal, to crack the code of popularity. Lydia is the bold one, aspiring theater star, stick-fighting enthusiast, human guinea pig. Julie's the shy one, observer and artist, accidental field hockey star, faithful recorder. In this notebook, they write down their observations and carry out experiments to try to determine what makes the popular girls tick. But somehow, when Lydia and Julie try to imitate the popular girls, their efforts don't translate into instant popularity. Lydia ends up with a bald spot, their parents won't stop yelling, and Julie finds herself the number one crush of Roland Asbjornsen. Worse, they seem to be drifting farther and farther from their goal and each other. And so it's a book that's all told through this notebook that they keep together, kind of detailing their experiments and the results of their experiments. And if I'm remembering correctly, one of them writes all of the entries and one of them's the artist and like does all the drawings for it. But it's really fun and sounds similar to TBH in some ways.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never read the other ones. There's at least 5 books in the series. No, 6. 7. Whoa, they keep going. I'm really behind. There's as many books as Harry Potter's. Not as long, though, or as epic, as far as I know. But I haven't read them.
So, Emily, so when you said that they're going... like they're drifting farther apart from like each other and their goal, that just reminded me of like a part of my book. It's not really a big spoiler. Well, it's not really a spoiler at all. So one of the characters is moving and they try their best to like stay together.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
So in the TBH series, it turns out that there are at least 4 books. And I'm checking it out right now, and I want to buy the first one.
Yeah, maybe I'll get to read some more of those. Could be fun. And maybe I'll read Popularity Papers, part 2.
Ooh.
But I wonder, it'll be interesting. I should try it and see if I'm able to dive in. Because I read that so long ago that I don't know how much I remember. But maybe it'll all come back to me, because sometimes that's how it works. Yeah, it looks like it came out in 2010. I think I read it when it first came out, so... it's been 10 years since I read the first one. See how good my memory is. We'll test it. But anyways, I think that's about all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
But we hope everyone out there listening has a wonderful week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And hopefully we'll have our nice friends, Amelia and Mashuda, with us. And maybe Fahim too. Also a nice friend.
Yeah.
But have a great week. Happy reading.
Goodbye.
So advice, keep balançou teu coreto. Eu prometi não estremecer mais. Teu coração já nos provou não ter sustento pra suportar a erupção de uma voz incandescente como as lavas de um vulcão. Mas você petrificou tudo, tudo que queimava. Trate de se balançou